Ready? Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. Oh, a bit too close to the mic there. Heavy breathing. Don't want that again.
No, we've been there, done that, bro.
Been there, done that, and it's over. We've moved on. So sorry, guys, for all the people that are annoyed at my heavy breathing. I'm very sorry. I apologize. It will not be happening again. I'm keeping the mic at a safe distance. Don't hear my hot breath. I know you guys can smell it as well as me. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, man.
We're back again, man. We are here at the Visions Podcast, the VP. Welcome, family. We're here.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We've got a new episode for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in. Please do like, share, subscribe, share with your friends, your family, your workers, co-workers, school friends, whoever, your football team, your netball team, your basketball team.
Everybody, man.
Your prayer group, whatever it is, let them know what's happening. Yes, tell everybody. Tell a friend. Tell a friend's friend. Keep them up to date.
Yeah, man.
We're here. We have a very exciting episode for you guys on the way. I apologize if I sound a bit funny. I'm battling a little bit of a cold. I don't normally get ill, but please pray for me, people.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about striving for excellence in all that you do. I'm going to give the perspective for me as an athlete, how I see it, and then I'm going to let JT give his piece, and we're going to try and generally kind of round that up. And we're going to look at it as well, scripturally as well, what the Bible says, because we always got to go back to the Word of God.
Of course.
In terms of what it says. So, yeah, I hope everyone's doing well as well. I hope you guys are all good. Thank you guys for locking in with us as well. We hit 100 subscribers on YouTube the other day.
It was
such a blessing.
Yeah.
We're so grateful for each and every one of you that tune in, that lock in, that share, that watch, like, whatever it may be. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, we're just going to jump straight into it. So, striving for excellence in all that you do.
Yeah,
for me as an athlete, it's competitive. So, you want to win. And the more that you win, the more opportunities that are provided to you. You get into the sport. I didn't really get into it just to win per se. I loved it. I enjoyed doing it, and the wins come, but it's more enjoying that process of getting better each and every day, each and every week, each and every time you come to training. But you want to win. But I think we shouldn't distort winning with value.
Right.
We sometimes can put my value is here when I'm winning. When I'm winning, my value is high. When I'm losing, my value is low. As believers, that is not the mindset that we have. We are of immense value in the sense that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So our value is high, and it's not determined by whether or not we win or we lose.
You're not stocks on the market.
Absolutely not. You're going to win some races, you're going to lose some races. And then just in life, you could be in business, in school. You might do really well on a test. You might not do very well on that test. Some relationships may do very well. Some will falter and will fall, and you might not talk to that person anymore. There's different things in life. There's winning and there's losing, but you have to embrace it. But in the midst of the winning and the losing and the lessons and the learning, you need to continue to press forward. You cannot give up. You need to be diligent. You need to be steadfast. In fact, I'm even going to go back to this because it was the verse of the day a couple of days ago. And even though this isn't per se a scriptural breakdown, we always want to go back to the Word of God, because there was a verse about this the other day, and I want to quote it. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to find it. Okay. This one ties into it. I don't want to waste too much time trying to look for it, but this one ties into it slightly. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Mm-hmm. If you are sowing into what you are doing, your ministry, your creative ventures, your career, whatever it is, and you are sowing that seed far and wide, far and wide, continuously being diligent in that, in each and every time you're turning up, you're giving 100% effort, you're trying to get better at what it is that you're doing every single day, you will reap from that. I don't know when that's going to be. The scripture doesn't even tell us when that is going to be, but you will. It says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. So if you're not putting in effort, if you're not trying, if you're not turning up, then that is exactly what you're going to reap, the results of what you have put in.
Yeah, you can't be mad at the results.
No, you can't be mad at the results. Yeah. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. You will reap bountifully at the appointed time, but you need to continue to be diligent and to be steadfast, continuously putting in that effort of work, being consistent in what you're doing. It's the same in our relationship with God. We have to be consistent. We have to seek him every single day. We have to be in prayer every single day. We have to be in the word every single day. It's not a competition. You're not in competition against other believers in terms of how holy you can be. No, no, no. We pursue righteousness. Your relationship with God is individual between you and the Lord. But at the same time, our relationship with God affects other people. Us having a strong relationship with God helps us to better love others because we have a better understanding of his love. We have received his love. We are transformed by his grace and his mercy by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we can be able to be in a better place to sow into the lives of others. And we have a greater understanding of how what we, the gifts, talents and abilities we've been given is a blessing from God, and we need to steward them wisely as we're led by the Holy Spirit. So we want to sow into these things intentionally with all of our effort so that we can be the best that we can be for his glory and for his glory alone. Whatever comes from that is a byproduct of the grace of God, is a byproduct of his mercy, of his grace, of his love, because he's the one that has blessed us with the talent. But we have to be diligent and steadfast to continue to put time and effort to grow that talent, because he's the one that's given it to us. We can't expect God to give us every single thing. He's going to give us the talent, and then he's going to do the work for us to enable for us to reap from it. No, then we become lazy and we won't appreciate what we've been given. But when we spend time to steward that gift and to be diligent in it, then we're going to be able to realize and recognize that God has been working on us even in the midst of all of this. In the highs and the lows, he was with us through it all, working through us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I love the emphasis on the fact that he's the one who gave us the gift, because a lot of time we can become prideful and think, oh man, even if he's given us that one talent, because it's like a parable of the talents, that one talent he was given is, oh man, what am I going to do with one talent? Everyone else is given more. What am I going to, like, I can't be, how am I going to steward this and reap from it? But it's understanding that you didn't earn the talent. You didn't earn it. You weren't like, God didn't pick you out and say, oh, you didn't.
His gifts were without repentance. His gifts were what they meant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We didn't work for this gift. We didn't, obviously we're now working for it because he's given it to us for us to steward, but it's been given and gifted by him. So we have every right to give it back to him even better than when he first gave it to us. Every time I think about striving for excellence, I think that for me personally, it's been mainly academically, because I'm still within, like, still, I'm graduating this year, all glory to God. I'm having my graduation this year. I'm done with uni, but I'm graduating later this year.
Yeah.
In the summer. So I feel like the academic journey has been, like, there's been periods of excellence, because I'd like to say, like, my academic journey has been pretty decent in terms of, like, GCSEs, A-levels, and now going to the university that I really wanted to go to. It's been fairly smooth, but I feel like at points it's been really tainted by me striving for excellence has been tainted by looking at other people, what other people are doing, comparing myself to other people, looking at someone else's race. And the verse that I always go to and I think of is in Galatians 6, where it says, it's from verse 4, it says, but each one must carefully scrutinize his own work, and then he can have the personal satisfaction and inner joy of doing something commendable without comparing himself to another. For every person will have to bear his own burden. Then it goes on to say, do not be deceived. You mentioned it as well. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, this and only this will he reap. For the one who sows to his flesh will reap from the flesh, ruin and destruction. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap from the Spirit, will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Sorry. So let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap.
Amen.
If we do not grow, if we
do not grow weary.
Yeah, if we do not give in. If so we do not give in, yeah. I feel like for me, that verse is a constant reminder to just, like, it's not about when. It's not about when you blow. It's not about when you do this. Just having that, and just knowing that you're actually doing as God has instructed you to, you know that things will come as a result of it, because you're planting that seed. You have that sense of inner joy and satisfaction and integrity, knowing that, okay, I'm not behind the scenes doing other things, but when I'm in the public eye, I'm trying to, you know, trying to pretend like I'm on my grind. Like, don't pretend you're on the grind. Actually be on the grind. Like, let's not, because God, we're not fooling God, we're only fooling ourselves at the end of the day. So striving for excellence, don't let it be tainted by what you're doing, what other people are doing, because everyone starts off at different points. And I guess you're only discrediting or doing a disservice to yourself, because you'll be looking at other people on socials and like, I've started this grind, I've done this. And you may have started at the same point, but ultimately the prize is not monetary gain. As you said, that's a byproduct of everything you're doing. It's that inner sense of, okay, cool, have I blessed this person? Have I?
Amen.
Our talents and our gifts and striving for excellence is for us to be a blessing, not to impress people.
Absolutely.
Bless, not impress. You know what I'm saying? So
how can you help?
How can you help, bro? How can I help?
Brother, It has been a blessing. The last, like I've said, I've said this many times, the last 2-3 seasons have not been great for me. But the opportunities I've still had despite that have been amazing. It's made me to realize that it's not just about winning. Of course, that is a part of it, but God will still make a way. God will still provide. He will still provide you with ample opportunities as long as you continue to be diligent in what you're doing. The opportunity to make content. Shout out to Noof. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much to have that platform to make content, to encourage people, to help people. It's a blessing, and the opportunities to provide it has been fantastic. You need to be steadfast. You need to be diligent. Even if things aren't going well now, continue to keep pressing in, continue to keep pushing forward, continue to keep seeking the Lord. Do not stop, do not give in. The enemy wants you to give in and to stop and to quit, but keep going. Whatever it is, your dream, your God-given talent, put it to use. No matter how small the beginnings are, how humble the beginnings are, keep going, and you'll see the favor of God on you as you continue to be diligent, as you continue to seek him. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And why I'm saying that is you will have a certain way of which you want it to go, in which you think it should go, and most of the time it will not happen that way.
Because you want it quick.
You want it quick. You want it quick. You want everything to be smooth.
No one realistically wants it to be long.
No one wants it to be long. No one wants problems. But there are going to be problems. There's going to be hills and valleys. Bumps and bruises. Amen. Problems, issues, situations that will take place. And it seemed like it happens at the wrong time. And you're like, God, how are you going to do this? And then he makes a way. Because he always does. Because that's, he's in the business of making the way. He is the way maker. He is he. He is he. You know? This isn't the word of God. I am he. He is the one. Yeah. You know? He is the one that makes things happen. He is our creator. He is our God in whom we trust. So put your trust in him. I love the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. Sit there and be still and know that he is God, not you. God is God. So put your trust in God. You don't need to worry about these things because I've got it covered. Just trust me, remain diligent, and I will make a way when there seems to be no way. He doesn't move the same way we move. He doesn't think the same way his that we think. We try and think of everything. It has to work out this way because this logically makes it blah, blah, blah. God is not contained by our brains or by our logic. He is outside of time. All of that. He is in control. So we need to put our trust and faith in him. Be diligent, be steadfast, continue to seek him. If you are doing all the right things and you are continuously seeking him and giving all of your issues, your burdens, your fears, your worries, your insecurities to him, and you are still putting that effort in and sowing those seeds, you can know the harvest will come. You will reap. You cannot reap what you have not sown. You cannot. But if you have sown into the ground, you will reap at the appointed time. I will continually say this. I don't know when that time is. I have no idea. But I can know that it will come at the appointed time because his word says so. And when it comes, you will know that it has come. And in that moment, all you need to do is thank God. Thank God that he was able to sustain you in the entire process of getting to that point where now the harvest has come, where now you are able to reap from what you have sown.
Amen. I feel like, As blasphemous as it sounds, we also try and put ourselves, we try to put ourselves in the position of God in terms of orchestrating what time things come about, in terms of orchestrating what time, when we reap from our work. But again, as you said, if we're doing it from that perspective, then we're just doing it for self-exaltation and self-gain. It's not from a place of, you know, I feel like it's not from a place of wanting to be thankful to God, because like we're constantly rushing for us to for things to go well, for things to go right. It's like so we can be at ease, so we can feel that comfortability, so we can feel that comfort of knowing, okay, cool, I've done this now, I'm fine, like I don't need to worry. But it's that, yeah, as you said, it's not about when, it's not about when things click, when things come into place, in terms of, I guess, because a lot of the times when we're striving for excellence, it's the result of it is opportunities, is more, I guess, potentially financial freedom, opportunities from work, opportunities from one thing or another. But I think from trying to actually taking away those things, I feel like me striving for excellence has changed from a place of wanting to strive for those things in particular to now wanting to please God and be thankful to God. It's from a place of gratitude, like me giving my gift, me being able to create whatever it is I'm creating, me having these ideas. It's all from a place of being grateful to God, because he's the ultimate, he's the initial creator, he's the creator, he's the creator God that gave us the creativity we have, in terms of all the things we're doing here on the podcast and other things that people are doing in terms of whether it be academically, whether it be sports. He's the one who gave us that gift. So it's not even from a place of wanting to have financial gain or have monetary gain, have more clout. My perspective has definitely changed on that, because it was definitely from a place of wanting to be known rather than to bless other people. So I guess my question, my next question following up from that was, is why should we strive for excellence? What's the reason behind striving for excellence?
The re- Because it shows, it paints a picture of the qualities that God desires for us to have. Mm-hmm. In being diligent, in being steadfast. I use those words so much. I love those words. Of being diligent, of being steadfast, of being hardworking, of being intentional, of having consistency. Because to get to any level of success, you need all of those things. And these are qualities that God desires for us to have. This walk is not easy. And we need to be the same way, not just in our work, but in our relationship with God. We have to be diligent. We have to be steadfast. We have to work hard in our relationship with God in the sense that we need to be reading the word daily. We need to be spending time in prayer, in worship, in praise. We need to be in fellowship. We need to sowing into the lives of others. We need to understand his word and put his word into practice. And that's difficult because you're going to be fighting against your flesh all the time. The enemy's going to be attacking you. You have spiritual warfare. All of these qualities and all these things, they go hand in hand with our relationship with God. And if we're able to put those qualities from our relationship with God into life in general, then we're able to apply God's word completely. Not just in our relationship with God, but in everything that we're doing. So everything we do, God is involved. Mm-hmm. Because he's the one that's working those qualities within us. So if we can continue to work those qualities, grow those qualities, improve those qualities, we're going to be able in a better place to be able to sow into the lives of others. Mm-hmm. That is why we strive for excellence in everything we do. Because we strive for excellence in our relationship with God. So we strive for excellence in everything that we do. Because these qualities that we've learned and that we've been taught by the Lord, we're putting those into practice in our lives and everything, in our relationships, in our finances, mm-hmm. in our work, in every single thing that we do, even in our hobbies. Yeah. We want to get better at them. We want to enjoy it more. It's just that process. And it's not a toxic kind of thing where like it's like, oh, I need to be the best. I need to beat that person. You're not necessarily in competition with anyone else. No. You are just trying to continuously get better and improve. And you understand that this process takes time and that there will be bumps and bruises along the road, but there's no need to panic because God is in control.
So would you say there's a difference between excellence that is like cultural excellence and spirit, like excellence that God...
Godly excellence. Course, it's godly excellence it's godly that we excellence. Desire.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. It's godly excellence that we desire in all fronts, not worldly excellence.
Because worldly excellence is very
much... Because it might not... Listen, you might be excellent at something, but the world doesn't even recognize it yet. Does that mean that it's not excellent? No.
No, not at all. Yeah.
As of right now, we're celebrating 100 subscribers. There's people out there with millions, but does that mean that they're better than us? No. It's a different product. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
What we're doing is something that we've been given the talent, the ability, and the means to do so. So we're going to do it. It's not for the validation of... necessarily others. We're grateful and it's a blessing for anyone that subscribes, and we're not going to tell people not to do so. It's cool, but if you do, amazing. If you don't, it's okay. We know that God is in control, but it doesn't mean that just because they're there that one, we can't get there, or that already we're not at a place where we're able to impact someone or some people. Because even if we only impact one person, that's still one more person than if we hadn't have ever started doing this. So just the way that we look at it, we just have to change our perspective of what we see as excellence. And what we understand excellence to be.
That's facts. My perspective on excellence has definitely changed in terms of like from that worldly excellence, trying to just, it's clout. It's all about clout. It's all about if you've got this, then that means you are definitely excellent. But then you think about the world doesn't really promote excellence nowadays. It's very much like if you have to be at maybe an extreme level of like, I don't know, like it doesn't, the culture doesn't really promote excellence. Like, it's very clear that the excellence, the standard of excellence in terms of worldly sense is definitely diminished in terms of, like, what you need to do to become famous. And that's not excellence in itself. That's just you becoming famous. So, in terms of when you realize that godly excellence is the way, then you start to realize that other areas of your life are balanced, your spiritual, your mental, your emotional, your family, your social. Everything else becomes balanced because of that. What it's centered on, and that's on God and the principles, as you said, that he instills in us. I always think about Colossians 3:23 as the other verse that encourages us to not work for man but to work for Christ. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Jesus Christ, not man. So just be beware that when you're serving, if you're serving man, their opinions can change. Man can change. Like, God is unchanging. He named you. He formed you in your mother's womb, and he said that you are good. You know, you are made in his image, first of all. So when you're striving for the opinion of man, not to say that man, you know, criticism, it's not, it's to be separated from feedback and criticism from people. That's completely different. But when you're constantly looking for the approval of, oh yeah, does this person like what I'm doing? Man can change, their opinions can change. You see, the world follows trends. And so when people follow trends, people leave things behind, and suddenly your work becomes invaluable in their, not invaluable, becomes dispensable in their eyes. So you're not, your work isn't as valued anymore, but that doesn't mean your work isn't valued. As you said, your work, your value is not tied to the work you do or whether you have highs and lows. It's tied to your identity in Christ. So just remember that it's not about, that approval of man that's constantly changing from 1 year or 1 month to the next month. It's about knowing who you are in Christ and following that identity, and as like improving, if it's 1%, if it's 10%, if it's 100% or 150% every day, just incremental or improvements, just major improvements, whatever it is, improving every day, striving to get better every day. And if you regress, that's fine, but not letting that affect the rest of your month or the rest of your year, because then that's when excellence can really be in jeopardy, and you know, things can take a turn for the worse. Because I've been there as well, in terms of letting a bad exam result, especially when it comes to, oh man, when it comes to exams, that stuff is painful. When you have a bad like grade or something, that can make you think, oh man, especially when everyone else is doing well, that can make you think, oh yeah, it's long for me. Like I'm not gonna, you know, succeed. Especially when it came to second year of university, I flopped one module. I was thinking, man, everyone else was getting like first and 2 ones, and I'm here, I flopped. And I was like, oh man, what is this? What is this academic life for me, or what is going on? In redoing that module, but also in redoing that module, I understood that in just the university life in general, like when you make a mistake or when you fail one part of your degree, when you fail on whatever subjects or whatever topic it is, knowing that that is not the determinant of your life, number one, and number two, that you can always get better at something. You don't have to be the best at something, you can always get better at it though. Like if someone, I remember someone giving an example, like I was listening to a podcast, I said, if my son is not good at a certain subject but he tries his hardest and gets a good B, like a solid B, then I won't be, or a solid C, I won't be mad at that, but he's tried his best at least, versus not putting in any effort at all. And that comes back to like actually reviewing and reflecting on the effort that you put in. The effort I put in was decent, but then could I have done more? Yes. And by doing more, I actually got a better grade. So it's like when you actually reflect and review what you've done, the effort you put in, and say, could I have done more here? And the answer is yes, then go for it and do more. There are things that we have to go through that we don't like and we don't enjoy particularly. And that module was one of those things. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy doing it. And that may have been one of the reasons why I flopped it. But that's part of parcel of trying to achieve something, of trying to get better at something, is doing the things you don't want to do. So yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, you get out what you put in. You're not always going to enjoy the things that you're doing.
Yeah, not at all.
But you're always 100% in control of the effort that you put in.
There we go.
In our relationships, in our life, in our endeavors and everything. It's about the effort level.
100%.
And I feel like as a society, in some places we put minimal effort, in some places we put maximal effort. It depends. I think there's a lot of people that are doing things that they don't particularly enjoy, and they're just kind of not living for the weekend. They're looking forward to the opportunity for them to really release, because there's so much that they're already doing that they don't necessarily enjoy. And it's very difficult if you're not being able to be involved in something that you truly want to be involved in, because at the end of the day, it comes down to money in a lot of these cases. You know, people need money to feed themselves, to pay their bills, to make sure that everything's well taken care of, especially more so if you have a family. And a huge shout out to all those fathers, mothers, single parents,
yeah.
Whatever your situation, even if you're a young person and you might have a young child, whatever where it is, where you're having to do things that you wouldn't necessarily want to do, but you're having to do so to ensure that there's food on the table. Massive kudos to you guys, because especially when there's children involved, it's a very important to make sure they're well taken care of, make sure they're fed, even if it puts you at some kind of not disadvantage, even if it means that you're less taken care of for the sake of them being more taken care of. That's a blessing, you know. We're called to give and to help and to take care of those that are in need. So a huge shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
I would just encourage you guys to take time, if you ever can, whenever you can, to pursue those things that you really do enjoy, you know, so that you can get to a place where you're able to feel free and that you're doing the things that you want to do, you know, because God's given you gifts, talents and abilities. So definitely pursue those at the right time.
it's beautiful seeing people that are in those situations where they're still doing things they love and still pursuing the things they love.
Like, for sure.
Yeah.
They may hate their job, but they what it is that they really love to do, they do it as a hobby and they're able to find joy in that. And, you know, one day maybe they're able to do that.
Succeed from that side hustle and become a business. Yeah, it's just dope to see.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So the takeaway point, just strive for excellence, guys. Go for it. Go for it. Continue to push forward with the effort levels. Even though you may not see anything happening now, just keep going. Just keep going. Network. Have conversations with people. Reach out to people. Hey, listen, send 100,000 emails to people looking for opportunities. You may get ignored by 90,000 of them, but the 10,000 of them reply. It doesn't really matter. If they don't respond, it's not for you. It's not a problem. If they say no, maybe it's not for you in that moment. That's okay. But just continue to apply. You never know what's going to happen. So always continue to take those risks.
100%.
Be bold.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you had, bro?
Yeah, that was it. That was it, man. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have enjoyed. Please do let us know if you have any questions, thoughts, whatever it may be. Please like, share, subscribe. We thank you so much for everyone that follows, that likes, that shares, that engages. We really, really appreciate it. If you ever have suggestions in terms of topics or anything like that, please do let us know. Thank you so much for rocking with us, and we will catch you guys in the next episode. God bless you guys.
Peace.